This is Honest Reporting with Simon Plosker, keeping an eye on media bias and fake news.
Good afternoon, Simon Plosker. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. All the better for speaking to you. Simon, can we talk about Iran and how PBS...
We can talk about Iran.
Yeah, how PBS have basically whitewashed, any news on the Jewish community of Iran. Tell us, give it a little bit of background.
Yes. So the background is, I mean, some people may realize this, but the second largest Jewish community in the Middle East outside of Israel is actually in Iran. There are actually a few thousand Jews there, remarkably. Now, PBS NewsHour did a sort of a 10-minute feature report on the lives of this Jewish minority. And I think we have to start by asking ourselves, PBS is an American media outlet. So just how free can an American media outlet be reporting inside Iran? Because clearly, you know, American-Iranian relations are not exactly very good.
Okay.
So when he starts interviewing members of the Iranian Jewish community, you know, is it a surprise that they're not going to say anything that would perhaps bring the attention of the authorities on them? We have a lot of quotes here. He interviews the one Jewish member of the Iranian parliament.
Oh.
And that, he says, is proof that Jews are a respected minority with religious rights. So this MP, you know, fine. It's great that the Iranians have one elected MP who's Jewish. But, you know, under Iranian law, if you are a Zionist or seen to be cooperating with Israel or Zionism, it's punishable by death. So when you have Iranian Jews going on PBS saying that they don't like Israel, well, clearly they're going to say that because it's for their own protection. And, you know, if anyone thinks that it's a rosy picture of life there, you have to think about incidents in the past where Jews are being arrested for being Jewish. And quite a few years ago now, I used to work in London for the Board of Deputies of British Jews. And we were intimately involved with a case where 13 Iranian Jews had been arrested on charges of spying, and they were going to be put to death. So it's not rosy for the Jewish community there. And instead, PBS are going around talking about, lots of, you know, five Jewish private schools, several kosher restaurants, a charity hospital founded and run by Jews. And yet, if you do some research, you'll find that there were about 20 Jewish schools functioning throughout the country before the Iranian Revolution in 1979. And in recent years, most of them have been closed down, for example. And even in the remaining ones, Jewish principals, the headmasters, headmistresses, have been replaced by Muslims. And, you know, the curriculum, for example, is Islamic. And Persian is forbidden as the language of instruction for Jewish studies. So there's clearly issues going on here, yet PBS just doesn't dig down, and instead it whitewashes the Iranian regime.
So why do you think they did that? Because if they were coming with...
I think there was naivety here.
Okay, all right. Especially if there's already a bias, you know, that we wouldn't know.
Sure, yeah, I'm sure
there would be a media bias.
And I think... I think we also have to look at the bigger picture here, whereby some sort of left-leaning liberal media outlets are still trying to portray Iran as, it is not as much of a threat as perhaps the Israelis or the Donald Trump administration are making out. For example, things like, you know, the nuclear deal. So I think the same way that the Iranian regime uses its Jews as a fig leaf to say that they are, you know, a nice, cuddly, fluffy, democratic country. And I think some of the media have also used this sort of story as a fig leaf to try and excuse some of the behavior from Iran.
All right, Simon, I want to ask you, and I just need to ask you this question so that it gives you the opportunity to kind of explain it to me. So one of the things that you mentioned is that PBS interviewed the one Jewish member of the Iranian parliament, right? And the idea was that Iran has this, or the Jews of Iran have representation. What is stopping somebody from saying, well, isn't it the same in Israel?
In terms of...
In terms of having Arab parties in Knesset.
Well, I think one only has to look and see.
I mean, I know the answer, but...
To what the Arab MKs are saying.
Right.
Arab MKs are free to... Not only do they criticize the Israeli government, they criticize Israel's very existence. And they're even able to go around the world talking in places like South Africa or the UK or America, putting over some of the terrible stuff that if a Jewish member of the Iranian parliament said about the Iranian regime, that would be the end of his life.
And there you have it.
This isn't democracy.
No, I hear it. I hear it. I know the answer, but we have got a very, very wide, very, very varied listenership. And I just thought that that's very important to ask you that question. Simon, that is where we unfortunately have to leave it. But thank you very, very much. And I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Simon. God bless.